Hello, welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear. And I would say there's a good chance in the next couple of months, podcasts that say some of the stuff that I say are not going to longer be online. And that's a sad thing, but I'm not going to change. You know, we talk about a lot of different things on here. It's kind of a mixed podcast. If you've never heard it, we talk about grown men being physically fit, and we talk about grown men being mentally fit to be men. And sometimes it's just about what's going on in the world. And I'm going to do the same tonight, and I'm kind of curious about what I'm going to say myself, because this is the day after the, quote, Capitol building was stormed. But before I do, I want to do something a little bit lighter. I know I've got a lot of response from y'all that have started lifting weights. You've started taking responsibility for your health. You've started, you know, trying to do better, be a better example to your kids and stuff like that. So we're going to start with the fitness, and then we're going to get into the Capitol. To some of y'all, if you watch anything online, you've probably come across a guy named C.T. Fletcher. He's got a channel on YouTube. He's all over Instagram. He's on TikTok. I'm sure he's on Facebook. Whatever social media that there is out there, I'm sure he's on there. He's an older gentleman. If you don't like cussing, be warned, he likes it. He's a black gentleman that is big, even after he's had a lot of heart problems and died a couple of times in the middle of all that and come back, and still bigger than most people at any gym. And I was listening to, and I've had this thought for a while, because if you just observe things in life, I've been around people that have been blacksmiths or, you know, and shoe horses and use their hands, and they have a job where they're constantly using their fingers and they're picking stuff up and putting it down. And where I used to live in Dunlap, we used to have a lot of rock yards where you would bring this tons of rocks in, and guys would get paid actually pretty good money to separate those rocks, different sizes and shapes, and put them in on top of these pallets with this wire around them. And through just observing, guys that shoe horseshoes and make their own horseshoes and blacksmith, guys that pick up the rocks, old-time mechanics and handymen and stuff like that, they had forearms that are impressive. And they don't lift weights. And they use that every day. Every day. Now, in most weightlifting circles, you're going to hear that if you, you know, lift more than maybe twice a week per muscle group, that you're going to overtrain and you're going to lose strength and lose size and everything like that. Well, if you've ever grabbed someone that's used to bending metal that does blacksmithing, there's nothing weak about grabbing that man's hand. His forearm is probably going to be bigger than most people's calves. No matter what the rest of his body looks like, from the elbows down, he looks like Popeye. And he uses it every day. And for about a year, I've just been observing different things. Like in the rock yards, they sometimes, with their bare hands, are picking up, depending on the size of the rock, to go in the pallets with the wire wrapped around it, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 pound rocks. And they'll do that for hours. Now, if we did that in weightlifting, we'd be considered overtraining. But when you see the back and the traps and the rhomboids of these guys that do this, even though they may be really overweight, it's like having the back of a gorilla. And they use it every day. Well, C.T. Fletcher, I saw a video on Instagram with him, and he was talking about how to get 22-inch arms. That's not really a big deal to me, to be honest with you, 22-inch arms. That's not something that I'm craving. I'm not willing to take gear to get arms like that. And he says you don't have to. At one point in C.T. Fletcher's career, you can go and listen to him on Joe Rogan, and he was talking about, he was coming up in the, actually he was a competition curler, you know, like curling a weight, not curling like on the ice with the brooms, and he was a bodybuilder. And he was probably in his mid-20s, and he was really big already, and people started talking about steroids. He didn't know that much about them. He took what they told him to. One day he rolled over with his girlfriend, and he was as limp could be, and there's nothing he could do about it. So that was the last day he took steroids. Because what's the use having big muscles and feeling, you know, like King Kong if you can't even get it up? So that was 40 years ago. The effects of steroids are not going to be there with him today. And if you look him up, he's really impressive for someone that doesn't take steroids. And what he said, what was really interesting to me, he goes, this is how you get 22-inch arms. For the first year and a half that I lifted weights, I did arms every day. Now that goes in completely the opposite direction of any programming for a bodybuilder or a power lifter or a strongman or anything like that. It goes against it. Maybe twice a week. Most guys work a muscle group once a week. Some people that are more into strength sports will do more like push and pull. So you're kind of using muscles and stuff like that. But what he did for the first year and a half was arms, biceps, and triceps. Because that's what he was interested in, was big arms. He said, you want big arms, you work them every day. Then he makes fun of people that talk about overtraining. And as open as CT is about him getting into steroids 30 years ago, being on them for about 8 months and then getting off of them, as honest as he was about that, I believe him. And he's got probably 20 to 22 inch arms without taking steroids. The reason I'm bringing this up, let's say that you have a body part that you want to grow. Why don't you challenge yourself? I'm going to do this on triceps this whole next month. The more my bench gets higher in weight, the stronger my triceps are, the less stress I'm going to put on my shoulders. I think it's safer. Now, so I'm going to, for a month, do triceps every day. Well, 5 days. I take 2 days off. 5 days, I'm going to do triceps every day. I'm not going to try to kill them. I'm not going to go to failure. I'm going to pick an exercise that I can get a good feel. I'm going to do about 4 or 5 sets. And then I'm going to go about my rest or my regular routine. And I'm curious, in a month, if I will be able to tell a difference on tricep size. So if you're on this journey with me at all, say you want to have wider shoulders. What if you did lateral side raises every day for a month? Maybe you want bigger forearms. Do some forearm stuff every day for a month. Not for an hour. 4 or 5 sets. Get a good burn, get a good pump, and lay it down and walk off. If you wanted to have bigger traps, what if you did, you know, some type of trap exercise every day for a month? I have a feeling you may be shocked at what you see. I've seen people do a push-up challenge before. 100 push-ups a day for 30 days. They take pictures before and after. And it's not a little bit different. They're drastically different in a month on chest and shoulders. A month. So if you have something that you're trying to grow, and you want to do it, challenge yourself 5-6 days a week for a month. You work that one muscle. Because I think the theory falls back to the guys that pick up rocks and beat hot metal with hammers. I think it's a different type of muscle. It's a working muscle when you actually treat it that way. Like, I know when I was younger, when we hauled hay in the summer, back when square barrels were the main thing, not the big, you know, round bales, and you're picking up that, and some of those are probably 60, 70 pounds, and you're picking up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, day after day after day. You could look at anybody that did that in the summer, when they show back up at the football season, they had traps, their shoulders were wider, their back was thicker, their forearms were bigger. And it's because they were using it in a working fashion instead of a, quote, bodybuilding fashion. To me, it's an interesting experiment. What good is life if you don't run experiments? I don't know. It's boring. It really is. So I'm going to do this with triceps in about a month. And if my bench gets weaker, I know it's not good. If they get smaller, I know it's not good. But if I don't lose strength and they're bigger, that gives me the opportunity. See, big muscles are not necessarily strong muscles. But the bigger the muscle is, the more chance it has to produce more force. So a lot of bodybuilders that you see with 23-inch arms, taking gear, eating, you know, 6,000 calories a day, and you watch them curl, they're using like 30-pound dumbbells. So are high school kids. But that's not very strong. And what is the purpose of just having muscles that are show and no go? Because in life, you're going to need go. You're going to have to move furniture. You're going to have to pick up feed bags. You're going to fall. You're going to, you know, have to drag a deer out. You're going to have to drag beavers out in each hand. You're going to have to do all kind of stuff that real men need real strength to be more productive. So just, if you're on this journey with me, take 30 days, pick a muscle, and just see what happens. I think it's going to be interesting. I may even, which I've not done, but I may even try to measure my tricep somehow and see what the difference is. Quarter inch is a big deal in a month. So see what you can do with whatever you're doing. And if you have good success, let me know, because I think it's a pretty interesting concept from somebody, obviously, that pretty much does arms for the last 40 years and should have overtrained, weak, small arms, but he doesn't. Now, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They have a full line of trapping supplies. They have stuff for hunting. They have deer, bear, hog. They have all kind of fishing supplies. They got a full line of predator calls, copper trap tags. They're just good people. I do business with him all the time. If you're looking for somebody, Funky Trap Tags and Supplies, give them a shot. Because once you find a good company, you'll be so grateful that you found a good company. And they are a great company. Now, I want to talk about what happened at the Capitol yesterday. I don't know what happened yesterday, which I'm getting ready to get into. But yesterday, I was... When I got a text from a friend, Meat Trapper, that they stormed the Capitol building, I was actually lifting weights. And I've been going back and forth so heavy with my business, my mind wasn't in the weight room. I'll just be honest with you. It's, you know, bouncing all over what I need to do instead of what I'm doing at the moment. When I got that text, I had a song on my it's not a podcast, it's a streaming service. I think I use Napster, I don't know. And I'm going to see if I can pull this up and play this. So I'm sitting there listening, and I get this text. And I will be honest, guys, when they said the Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building, I was pumped. I had an awesome workout after that. I really did. Now, that may sound terrible to some people, but I'm going to tell you why I feel that way. This is what was playing as I thought Trump supporters were storming the White House. Now that is Welcome to My House, New Breed, N-U Breed. I think it's an older song. I just came across it. I don't know if I've ever heard it before. That was coming on. That in my ears, looking at that text, I got pumped. Now, that's not what you're hearing today. You're hearing all condemnation that happened. And I'll be honest, it confuses the hell out of me. What have we been told for the last, well, since the election? Stand up and fight for America. Maybe the word fight shouldn't be used. I'm a soldier. I'm a combat veteran. I know what fight means. If you're not sure what fight means, go look up some videos on Mike Tyson when he gets in a ring. That's fighting. It's putting bone to flesh, and you're trying to hurt the other person. So maybe us patriots shouldn't use the word fight. I don't know what the right word would be, but apparently fighting is not really what everybody means. The Senate and the House, when this happened, was actually going over the Electoral College votes, and some people were objecting. And then the quote Trump supporters, and I'll tell you why I'm saying that in a minute, stormed the White House, or the Capitol building. I was told that they tore down the barriers, they ran over the police, and they started going through the halls, into the offices, and eventually into the chamber. There's all kind of pictures you can see online. There's all kind of videos that you can see online. Why did that make me pumped? Because in my mind, and I'm just speaking for myself, and I'm not saying I'm right, in my mind, that would at least, in a moment, let those swamp rats that are in Washington, Republican and Democrat, realize they may not be quite as safe as they think they are as they destroy our country. That's why I was pumped. For them to know, and I know there's going to be people that go, well, that's just like terrorism. Screw you. I'm going to tell you why I believe that way. But when they know that patriots can take over the Capitol building in just a few minutes, maybe, just maybe, they would think a little bit about all of the crap that they're pulling right now. Maybe they should do some investigations on the stolen election. It was a coup. I mean, now, because Trump is trying to fight the fraud, they're saying he's trying to commit a coup. But the Democrats always seem to actually do what they accuse the other people of doing, if you've never noticed that. So in my mind, when I saw pictures of Fauci and congressmen and senators cowering behind chairs and desks, like little girls that are scared to death that the public that they quote represent may be coming in the door face to face with them. They were petrified. That is obvious. Most of them left as fast as they could. And some got trapped in the chamber. Some were in their offices. There's a picture of a guy in Pelosi's office. And the first thing I thought of, please take her hard drive of her computer. Please. We haven't heard anything about anything like that. Which this morning, when I didn't hear that now emails and stuff has been distributed from the quote Trump supporters, I started going, well, that doesn't make sense. Because apparently nothing was took of any consequences to the politicians. I was not watching the news at the time. I was going off a text thread from a friend. And it was crazy. There was guys dressed up like mountain men with rebel flags going through the halls. There were people in the chamber like it's Nancy Pelosi. People with their feet up on people's desk. A veteran Air Force girl got shot. I saw that footage, which was ridiculous. Because it wasn't like she was attacking anybody. She was on the other side of a door. And they weren't even trying to break the door down. You just see a gun come around from a Capitol Police or Secret Service and shoot her from about 6 feet away. Not one of the guys that probably could do more damage, but the girl. Makes no sense to me. But I can't imagine, I will give benefit of the doubt, that if you're in that situation, you're probably, I don't care how trained you are, how tough you think you are, your adrenaline's going, you don't know what's going on, and you don't know if you are going to get killed or they're going to kill somebody else. That's the risk of storming the Capitol building. That's the risk. Consequences. Men should understand consequences. And today, I get up. Let's see if I can find this real quick because I want to give the guy credit. I get a text again from a friend, and I don't know if I got enough internet to open this just to read it. See, I don't want to have the volume. Look up a video that was yesterday called "I Am Heartbroken," and it's by Officer, see if I can, T-A-T-U-M, the Officer T-A-T-U-M. That's his channel. It's a black guy. And my internet service sucks so bad, I got to listen to about 30 minutes of it. But he brought up a good point, which got me thinking. Who are the Republicans apologizing to and why? I like listening to Glenn Beck. And I heard him condemn people going into the Capitol building several times today as I was going to the dentist. Who is he condemning for that? He's condemning the action to who? To the left. Why? Why do we do that? We come out and make statements about we don't like white supremacists. We don't like homophobes. You know, we're not for that. We're better than that. In the news, do you condemn what happens here? And the politicians, oh, I condemn it. I can't believe it. It's so bad. Who are people saying that for? I don't know. Unless it's for the left. So when all these politicians are saying they condemn people that are, quote, fighting for a fair election, and they actually do something besides talk, you condemn it. See, words have many different meanings now. Patriots, to a lot of people now, according to the news, are white supremacists. The new senator from Georgia says it's the religion of worshiping whiteness. And they never have to say, yeah, he shouldn't have said that. No. BLM's not apologizing for burning down buildings and killing people. Antifa's not apologizing for killing people and destroying property. But we have to. So, we talked last week about playing a game. So we're going to have a new game. We're going to play dodgeball. Whoever hits the other one five times with the ball wins $1 million. And you get a dodgeball. And I get a high-capacity, tactical, semi-automatic, 12-gauge Benelli with four shots, with four buckshot in there. We're 30 feet apiece. If I hit you, I get a point. And if you hit me with the ball, you get a point. Does that even seem like a fair game to anybody that's rational? You're not going to outmove the shotgun. You're not going to outrun 1,100 feet per second of all those balls scattering out as it comes in contact with your flesh. You're not going to win that game. Republicans play this game with a dodgeball. The Democrats are playing with a shotgun. And if anybody on the dodgeball side does anything besides using a dodgeball, the left starts complaining because we're cheating because that's not the rules. To me, that's a sucker's game. That is a sucker's game. That makes sense, right? You're going to get shot while you're trying to throw a dodgeball at a person. And you got to hit him five times before he kills you with five shots out of a shotgun. But we still want to play by the rules because dodgeball uses a dodgeball, right? So if we're going to be upstanding good citizens, we use the dodgeball as we're trying to dodge buckshot out of a 12-gauge at 30 feet away. That's the way our politics are now. That's the way Republicans are now. That's the way patriots are now. They want to use a dodgeball when the other side's using shotguns. And the people that aren't actually in the theater at the time, if they pick up a baseball instead of a dodgeball, they're going to condemn them. when people say fight, what does it mean? I hear all these people on talk radio. I hear people on social media. I hear people on the news talk about 1776. They talk about how righteous it was to stand up against the Redcoats. How righteous it was to fight for our freedoms. We should be proud of that. But if you stand up and fight for your rights now, you're going to be condemned. Because that's wrong. And nobody should ever use anything but a dodgeball. What do people think the Revolutionary War was like? Shooting 50 and 60 caliber musket balls at about 900 feet per second, where they actually did more damage than modern rifles do, because it tore whole chunks off. It didn't put holes in you. You lined up in straight lines for the most part and just shot each other, which to me is complete lunacy. Do they think that it was gentle and gentlemanly like when you put a tomahawk or a hatchet through your enemy's skull? Do they think it was nice when one side or the other ran a saber through somebody's body? Or beat them to death after they couldn't reload fast enough and they used their guns as bats? Do they think that's not how the Revolutionary War was? Did they think that the Redcoats didn't burn your house if they found out you were a patriot? Do they think that they didn't rape your wife and children just to prove a point? Did they not take all of your worldly possessions and leave you poor and destitute? Did they not burn people in their churches with locks on the doors? That's the Revolutionary War that everybody's proud of, and we're supposed to be patriots, but we're only supposed to use a dodgeball today. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Either you fight, or you come up with a different word so people know that's not what you mean. I don't know why people think today that protests make a damn about anything. Did you really care when the little pussy hat girls were washing around Washington the day that Trump got inaugurated? It didn't bother you a bit. You thought it was funny. They looked goofy. They sounded stupid. Did that change your mind? No. Do you think probably the 600,000 Trump supporters that were in Washington yesterday changed anybody's mind? Nope. Do you not remember when Obamacare was put into play and Pelosi and the people locked arms like Martin Luther King and walked through the Trump supporters sneering and laughing at them to their face while they were protesting? Do you think the Democrats give a crap that you do a rally? That's not fighting. They don't care. They don't care at all about your little rally or your protest. But they might care if they got a duck behind a table. See, right now, the Democrats have no fear of any consequences to their action, none. Because all they have to do is call us white supremacists. We're not a nation of laws if we do this, even though they never follow that. Because they're using shotguns and we're using a dodgeball in a game. When is it the time for 1776? I don't know. I think it's going to get really, really close here in the next couple of years. If not in a month, if not in a week. If the liberals do what they said they're going to do, and I don't know why we wouldn't believe them, you are going to be horrified about what your life is going to become and this country is going to be like. And my question to all you patriots, are you really a patriot or are you a play patriot? Is it fun to get on social media and talk big and bad? My patriot brothers, we're going to go do a rally. Is that what a patriot is? Is that what that was in 1776? I don't think it was. See, because before 1776, we did all the stuff we're doing right now with the British, and they didn't give two craps. They cared when we kicked their tea over the side. We sunk a few ships. They cared then. But they didn't care that we protested. Politicians do not care about that stuff one bit. And I don't know where in our minds we think they do. If you're going to be patriots, be a freaking patriot. If you're going to be a protester or a professional rallier, just call yourself a protester and a professional rallier. There's no shame in that. If that's the way that you think things are going to change, I think you're foolish, but knock yourself out. Now, the second point of this is I'm also looking at a lot of different videos, and the point I'm getting ready to say is I don't know. But there were congressmen and senators after they got back together, because security in the White House has facial recognition. Surely most people understand that. And they were saying that the people that stormed the White House, most of them, by facial recognition, is on the Antifa side. Of course, you're not going to hear that in the news. You can watch the videos of people before this happened posting videos very curiously. Why are the police escorting busloads of Antifa into the Trump crowd? It didn't make any sense to them because we back the blue, right? And Antifa wants to kill the blue. But the blue is actually with Antifa to keep them safe till they do whatever they're supposed to do. Then you can watch videos with your own eyes where the police opened the barricades, no one tore them down, opened them up like you would to a friend coming to your house and you open your front gate. And they walked in peacefully. And the people that stormed the White House, stormed, that's the word being used, actually walked in two lines between the velvet lines till they started getting to the hallways. The police didn't care. That's obvious. They were joking around with the police. There was a few times where things got a little rough, but the gate was open and let them in. They walked in peacefully in line like they're going to see a tour. And then they started to run around like crazy people. You can watch a video of a guy that's got bleach blonde hair like peroxide that looks like he's got a tattoo under his right eye, bragging that he's Antifa and they took over the Capitol today. And lo and behold, someone takes a picture of him and takes a picture of one of the people in the Capitol, an active Antifa member. People were in there with shirts that were, quote, Trump supporters that had reward shirts for Trumps on. That doesn't seem like Trump supporters to have, you know, a reward for Trump paraphernalia on them. Facial recognition says they're Antifa. Their dress says they're Antifa. People at the Trump rally that were there could not believe that they were let in and they started going all through the Capitol building. The Trump supporters actually stopped the guy from breaking the window several times before he did and got in through the window. But on the back of his helmet, so you could see it from a camera, it had Trump on the back of his helmet. People are posting all kinds of side-by-side pictures of Antifa at other rallies and the people in the White House. So was it Antifa that stormed? Or is it Antifa that was let into the White House to cause the chaos? Or was it Trump supporters that were let in? Because they were let in. You can see the video. But they weren't supposed to go but so far, apparently. And that's when things got rowdy. So if Trump supporters, because here's why I'm saying, there's no reason to condemn or apologize if it was Trump supporters, because the liberal side doesn't care. You're already a white supremacist. You're already a hater. You're already someone that wants to overthrow the government. You're already a bad dude. So why are we trying to justify something to those people? They're the ones that destroyed their emails. They're the ones that's got a long list of rape and going down to an island where little kids were abused. They're the ones that did the Benghazi. They're the ones that has harassed Trump for 4 years and lied their ass off about everything. And they knew they were lying. Why do we care what they think? But if it was Antifa, that was, I will give them credit. That was a genius psyop to try to turn people against Trump supporters. It was. You know what I'm waiting on for one of these hardcore conservative Republicans to go, if it was Trump supporters, what in the hell did you think was going to happen when you stole the election away from them? What do you think people are going to do? Just post on Facebook? See, I don't know the truth about what happened up there. And I'm not pretending that I do. I don't know, because it can be just as much lies about it all being Antifa. The police let them in. It's pretty clear because it's on several videos. Them walking orderly through the lobby is pretty obvious because there's several pictures of that. Who were they? We can all come up with our theories. We will probably never know the real truth. Why? Because everybody's got an agenda. And everybody's lying to everybody. And everybody's pushing their side no matter what. It's a sad place that we're in. There was a lot of people at the Trump rally that spoke openly about the feeling being darker at this rally. I wonder why. So when I hear all of these, quote, conservative experts that have hundreds of thousands of people that listen to them, and they say we just have to vote and do it in the ballot box, which now the precedent is set, doesn't matter because they can just steal it every year. We should go to the courts, really? How about law enforcement at the FBI, really? How about some of the intelligence agencies? Really? You mean the ones that were spying on our president? The ones that did false charges in the FISA report against our president? Those guys? How about the police that let these people into the Capitol building to cause this chaos? Should we trust them? Or are those just the bad apples? Hell, I don't know. Were they even really police? I don't know. But I do think things are getting a lot more serious. I don't know if Trump is going to pull the Insurrection Act or not. That probably will cause a civil war. If he doesn't pull it and send people to military tribunals, it's probably going to cause a civil war. You're damned if you don't, and you're damned if you do. All because we play dodgeball with a dodgeball as our opponent is shooting at us with a 12 gauge. And we want to sit there and virtue signal to ourselves that we're the righteous ones because we're playing by the rules. No. You're playing by the rules that they set for you that they don't follow. That's a sucker's game. All I can say, guys, is you need to watch your six. You need to pay attention to what's going on. You need to use your head instead of jumping to conclusions like I did yesterday with the Trump supporters, because I don't know now if it was or wasn't. Who knows? But be careful. Protect your family. And if you're called upon to actually be a patriot, be a patriot. And a patriot, when he has to be a patriot, is not nice. He's not using the dodgeball. He sets the rules. He doesn't play fair. He plays to win, just as the Democrats play to win. Just be careful. Don't do anything rash. And hopefully a miracle happens. Because the last thing we really want in this country, I promise you, is a civil war. Everybody thinks it's, you know, I see people on social media and it makes me sick to my stomach how they think it's going to be glorious. And they think it's going to be almost easy and fun. The naivety of people being so naive about this is insane. Yeah, we got more guns. Yeah, we got more ammo. Yeah, we got more guns and ammo and people than the military times 20. Counting the police. But the destruction that'll happen for the rest of the country, economically, security-wise, it's not something we want to have on these shores. And the farther this goes, I don't see how it doesn't end up there. Which kind of brings us back to the fitness, which I'm going to close with. If you're going to be a patriot, be physically fit to be a patriot. You're not deer hunting. Just be safe. And I'll talk to y'all next week.